On Saturday, June 26, 2010, the Love Coalition, L-O-V-E, will be hosting its annual Finding Our Way Home Youth Art Gallery and Evening of the Arts. This event will take place Saturday, June 26, 2010, starting at 6 p.m. at the Youth Art Connection Gallery located at 63 Auburn Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia.
Greetings. This is Stefan Collins, the founder and president of the Love Coalition. I'm inviting you to come out and support us at our art gallery and fundraising event at the Youth Art Connection Gallery on Auburn Avenue.
Admission donation for this event is $15 and the attire is all white. For more information, please contact the Love Coalition at area code 404-492-2632. Once again, that's area code 404-492-2632.
Help us raise awareness and funding for the development of a safe homeless shelter for our LGBT youth.
What's going on, man? This is your homeboy Slim, and guess what? Exceptional Radio has officially gone to 7 nights a week. So no matter what you're doing on any given night, www.exceptionalradio.com has your entertainment. Check out the scheduling and find out what show appeals to you the most. It might be my show, Sounds from the Underground. And again, it could be Woman to Woman. It might even be Fred at Large. But whatever show that you're looking for, we got whatever it is that you need. Go ahead and call all your folks and tell them to go ahead and log on to exceptionalradio.com. It is officially upgraded.
The new Exceptional Radio Network is making history every Monday night by bringing to you its first LGBT syndicated radio talk show. Meek Productions presents Same Gender Loving Expressions. Tune in every Monday night from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight to find out the latest community and entertainment news that is related to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. Hosted, sponsored, and produced by the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency, casting, and production company. Meek Productions presents Same Gender Loving Expressions right here on the new Exceptional Radio Network. Greetings to our listening audience and welcome to the new Exceptional Radio Network. We're making history tonight as we present to you the station's first syndicated LGBT community talk show. Meek Productions presents Same Gender Loving Expressions, starting right now. Greetings to our listening audience and welcome to a special edition presentation of Meek Productions Presents Same Gender Loving Expressions, part one of our spring season finale. For more information about our great vision and company, please visit us online at www.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's www.meekproductions.com. I'm Miko Evans, Executive Producer CEO of the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency casting and production company. You can give us a call on our toll-free office hotline at 1-800-631-5685. Once again, that's 1-800-631-5685, extension 11 for Same Gender Loving Expressions. On May 17th, 2010, we at Meek Productions was honored and excited to be the official radio and audio recording sponsors for the inaugural Atlanta event in recognition of the International Day Against Homophobia, also known as IDAHO. The official organizers of this historical event was none other than the production team of Alternative Perspectives, where legendary LGBT activist and my girl, Betty Couvertier, is the founder
and producer. Alternative Perspectives airs every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WRFG 89.3 FM in Atlanta, Georgia. We had the distinct pleasure of interviewing Betty and Becky Jane Harrison, who's an official member of her production team, on a previous episode of Same Gender Loving Expressions, which took place days before the Idaho event. And to listen to that broadcast, please visit our subpage website at radio.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's radio.meak as in kite, productions with an s.com. What you are about to hear is part one of our live recording footage of the inaugural Atlanta event, starring yours truly as well as Betty Couvertier, along with Reverend Chris Glosser, who's the interim pastor of the historic Virginia Highland Church where the event was held. Also, our mistress of ceremonies, Miss Imani Evans, founder of Women Healing Women and a phenomenal spoken word artist. You're also going to hear from our state representative, Carla Drenner, who presented our state resolution. Also, Ms. Laura Douglas Brown, who is the co-founder and editor of the historic Georgia Voice. You're also going to hear from Ms. Ann Barr, founder of Decatur Women's Sports League, and Ms. Becca Ward, educator of the International Socialist Organization at Georgia Tech, as well as a special spoken word performance by poetic activist Phoenix YZ. It is with great honor and pleasure to now present to you part one of the International Day Against Homophobia, our first official Atlanta event, recorded live at the historic Virginia Highland Church in Midtown, Atlanta, Georgia.
Come together, holy, holy. People, we all gotta come together, 'cause we need the strength, power.
Good evening. I'm gonna say that again. Good evening. Greetings and welcome to the inaugural Atlanta event in recognition of the International Day Against Homophobia. Let me hear you make some noise. Yeah, yes. This is an historical event for the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Greetings again. I am your host, one of your prelude hosts, actually. My name is Miko Evans. I'm the executive producer, CEO of Meek Productions. We're the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency casting and production company. And we are the official radio and audio recording sponsors for the International Day Against Homophobia here in Atlanta. We are broadcasting live. So the only way they're going to know that this is being recorded is for you all to make some noise. So let me hear it again. Did you get them? Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Our sound man saying that you all sound real good. So we're going to keep it rolling. Thank you all so much for coming here. And I'm just so excited, you all. It's like when Betty first told me about this event, I found out about it when I was on Facebook and saw Betty post something up and everything, and I'm like, International Day Against Homophobia. Wow, I never knew that existed. Never knew that existed and everything, and I'm so happy. We are just one of the cities around the world that are actually celebrating and recognizing this special day, you all. And so this is what our very first special event that we're having here. We're so glad to see everyone here, to distinguished guests, to the pastor of this great church, Virginia Highland Church, to everyone that attended and everything. We would like to thank you all so much for coming. Thank all of our sponsors, which are so many to name, from Mix to Shirt Off Our Back campaign, which actually kicked off our march and everything. So let's give them a hand, you all. They are heterosexual allies. Yes, we recognize all of our straight allies in the building. Thank you all so much, because you all could be someplace else. And we thank you all so much for your support and for just supporting everything that's going on this particular special day. Before we get started, before I bring up the pastor of this great fine church, I'm going to set the tone a little bit. And I know I got both some spiritual support and more moral support when we get this started. We got three rules that we want to bring to your attention on this special day. And at the end, I'm sure that you all will concur, and I'm sure that I will get a second in motion. Rule number one, there's absolutely to be no hatred and no forms of hate in the building will not be tolerated. Can I get a witness? This is a hate-free zone. So all spectators that came in with the intent of hating, better go. Rule number two, there's absolutely no divitude in the room. What do I mean by that? There is no big I's or little U's up in here. This is not a me, myself, and I event. This is a we, us, and our event. Amen? We rise, we fall, we sink, we swim. We meet our fate together. And it reminds me of a quote that I heard on the Matrix trilogy from the Oracle, where she said, "Neo, I'm interested in one thing, and that's the future. And believe me, I know. The only way to get there is together." Amen? All right. And rule number three, which is my personal favorite, there is absolutely not to be no isms in the room. It will not be tolerated. Just take your pick. I don't care what it is. Sexism, ageism, genderism, classism, elitism, racism, and any other evil isms is not allowed in this room. Amen? Yes. Now that we have that out the way, we done set the tone. It is my pleasure to bring up for our invocation the very great fine pastor of this historic facility, the Virginia Highland Church, Pastor Chris Glosser, is going to come in and do our prayer. Let's give him a hand, you all.
On behalf of Virginia Highland Church, I am pleasured to welcome you to this first Atlanta International Day Against Homophobia. It's wonderful to see all of you here tonight, and I hope this is the beginning of an annual event right here in Atlanta. Will you please join me in blessing our gathering? In the name of all that's holy, all that is just, all that is loving, we bless one another by our presence here. Transform the words of our mouths and the meditation of every heart into actions to struggle against ignorance and prejudice and injustice tomorrow. We pray in the many sacred names. Amen.
Wow. What a great prayer. When I think about what today means, I'm reminded of those before me who are not able to be here today. And as we just reflect on the prayer that was just presented, think about those who sacrificed their lives for us to have our rights, both young and old. Many of them have paved the way. When I see our young people just standing up for their rights at an early age, I remember the time when those of us that's my age and older, we couldn't do that. And when I see them just standing up, not afraid of anything, I think back to say, you know what? Whatever I went through back then is not in vain. There's hope now. And I would specifically like to thank our young people. Thank you so much for letting us know that all hope is not lost. Thank you so much for taking up the torch and continuing the work. And just know that whatever you need, we are here for you. We want to make sure that we, as elders of the LGBT community, that we do not fail you, that we be the best examples possible so that our work can continue. Amen. Yes, we've come a long way, but we truly have a long way to go. And the only way we can do it is together. When I think about the production team who put on this event, I'm actually without words, especially when I talk about Miss Betty. Betty Couvertier isn't new to the LGBT grassroots community. She has served as the community chair for Atlanta Pride for 6 years, was the diversity co-chair for the Atlanta Steering Committee of the Human Rights Campaign for 4 years, acted as community liaison for Fourth Tuesday for 2 years, and also spent a year on the Trans Action Board of Directors. For her activism, she received several accolades, including the prestigious Bayard Rustin Leadership Award for Black Pride. Live from Atlanta, Betty produces Alternative Perspectives, a one-hour radio program dedicated to the LGBTQI community and allies that airs every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on WRFG 89.3 FM. Personally, when I think about Betty, and when I first met her, I said, now that's what I call a sharp sister. Sharp as a tack. And then when I saw her in action, the first thing I thought about was the Godfather. Straight lesbian gangster. Don't take no mess. And she's not about being seen. Another thing I love about Betty, it's not about prestige with her. It's not about ego. It's not about idolatry. She believes in doing the work. Yes. She believes in doing the work. She needs no introduction. She is just a bad lady. Ladies and gentlemen, let us all welcome and receive Sister Betty Couvertier.
Give you a little background on the International Day Against Homophobia, because a lot of people don't know about it. I found out about it back in, I guess it was like 2005, when I started reading some stuff on it, and I said, wow. And then 2006 came, and in 2007, Atlanta Pride, actually we did a breakfast up there on, where was that restaurant there by on Ponce de Leon, and we had a good turnout, and it was good. And then several years went by, and there was nothing being done here in Atlanta. So this year, I said to the crew, to my production team on Alternative Perspectives, that maybe we should do something for this day, and they said sure. Well, we just start, okay, just a little thing, you know, okay, yeah, but. And then people started coming on board, and people accepted the invitations, and my whole past is here, you know, from my activist days, and it's like, yeah, from two of the funny, when I came to Atlanta, I met three clergy, which were to change how I viewed clergy thereafter. And that was Pastor Paul Turner, my Reverend Tony Jones, who I know as my holy homo. And then there was Rabbi Josh, and we worked together. But when they speak, it was, you have to remember that I was raised a Catholic. So, you know, priests, pastors, reverends, whatever, were like, they're speaking, you can't say anything. You know, it's like total silence. And it was this reverence over priests. Well, we know better now, because okay, I'm a recovering Catholic, okay? But I had never met clergy like the three that I named. And it's
It's made me a believer in other ways than the Catholic religion, okay, because the Catholic religion is so stringent and so unforgiving, and they tend to want to clean everybody else's house except theirs, okay, so I've had it then. There's quite a few articles out there right now about all the stuff, including, I just got one the other day, out west, in the Midwest somewhere, that the archdiocese down there is actually expelling children from a grammar school. And it's like, wow, because their parents are lesbians. This is not the first time this is happening. You know, in the last few months, all right, thank you. My code person over there has helped me. Hey, put it up to your mouth. Okay. But it's a shame that the church, the Catholic Church, is reacting to children in that way. You know, when they themselves need to be questioned. They themselves really, truly need to clean house. You know, they themselves need to be, you know, whatever it is that they do as far as just taking them out of the public or away from children, okay, because, you know, to me, you can't, because the priest was the one person you could trust when I was growing up. It's not like that anymore. You can't trust them. Yeah, and that's just being real. And that's what, you know, it's going to be about. Being real, being transparent, being accountable, and celebrating or observing this day, the International Day Against Homophobia, is, Miko said, it's worldwide. And just a little brief history of where it came from. The International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, Idaho, is celebrated every May 17th around the world. It is coordinated by the Paris-based Idaho Committees, founded and presided by French academics Louis-Georges Thin. It is celebrated in more than 50 countries in the world and recognized officially by the European Union, Belgium, United Kingdom, France, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Mexico, Costa Rica, and more. Louis Georges Thin, at the fifth Minsk LGBT conference organized by GayRussia.ru and Gay Belarus in Belarus on September 26, 2009. The International Day Against Homophobia aims to coordinate international events to call respect for lesbians and gays worldwide. Unlike the LGBT Pride Day, which is meant to emphasize proudness of one's sexuality and refusal to be ashamed of it, Idaho is held to highlight that in reality it is homophobia that is shameful and must be deconstructed in its social logic and fought against openly. And we mean openly. We need to speak up. We need to stand up. We need to show our faces. And we need to be real. Simple as that. It's not very hard to understand, I don't think. May 17th was chosen as the day of the event because homosexuality was removed from the International Classification of Diseases of the World Health Organization on May 17, 1990. In 2003, the Canadian organization Foundation Emergence instituted a similar event, the National Day Against Homophobia, on June 1st in 2006. They changed it to May 17 to join the international movement. In 2006, the Idaho Committee launched a petition for a universal decriminalization of homosexuality. Many people signed, including several Nobel Prize winners, Desmond Tutu, Dario Fo, Jose Saramago, and others. many high-profile politicians, and many artists, including Meryl Streep, Cyndi Lauper, Elton John, David Bowie, etc. Many intellectuals, Judith Butler, Bernard Henry Levi, and more. In 2008, for the Idaho May 17th, the French government decided to bring in the text in the General Assembly of the United Nations. It became a declaration on sexual orientation and gender identity. Supported by 67 states on December the 18th, it was the first time ever in the UN General Assembly. Much movement towards reaching these goals has been achieved by the French government, particularly by the Human Rights Minister, Rama Jadi. Working closely with the Netherlands, the French government convened a World Congress on Human Rights, Sexual Orientation, and Gender Identity on May 15, 2009. We here in Atlanta are joining the world, okay? And it's gonna be an annual event. And we are proclaiming, and we have a resolution that's going to be presented by our first openly gay lesbian state representative, Carla Drenner. Carla Drenner was the first ever openly member of the Georgia General Assembly. Today, Dr. Carla Lee Drenner is an American academic, politician, and author from Georgia. A Democrat, she is a member of the Georgia House of Representatives, representing the state's 86th district in DeKalb County. Georgia State Representative Carla Drenner is a leader in the statewide charge to preserve and protect Georgia's environmental assets. In this role, Dr. Drenner has worked to encourage green practices and to inhibit forces that seek to deteriorate Georgia's environment, ultimately endangering the health, welfare, and quality of the life of the state's residents. First elected to the Georgia House of Representatives in 2000, Representative Drenner has for four terms focused on other issues as well, including education reform and improving neighborhoods. In addition to these local issues, Representative Drenner is an advocate against poverty and for human rights, and certainly a warrior, okay, for the LGBT community, because she's been in the struggle for a long time. She's taken the blows for us at under the dome, where there has been so much fight against us, trying to take our rights away from us, and she has stood her ground and has been there for all those years. I introduce to you State Representative Carla Drenner with the resolution from her office.
Ground zero, time to shine that light, break out from the norm.
You're listening to a special edition of Meek Productions Presents Same Gender Loving Expressions, the official live recording of the International Day Against Homophobia in Atlanta, Georgia. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Looking for quality food that's not going to break your budget? Looking for something that's wholesome and delicious and you're in the south side of Atlanta? Well, come to the R&B Wing Cafe, located at the intersection of Fulton Industrial Boulevard and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive here in Southwest Atlanta, unincorporated Fulton County. Come for the wings, come for the hamburgers, come for the chicken tenders, come for the ice cream treats. You name it, they have it. And yes, they do cater no matter how big or how small your event is. So check out the R&B Cafe out here on Fulton Industrial Boulevard and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, located inside the old Dairy Queen. In fact, the same people that brought you Dairy Queen for 25 years to this area are now doing their own new concept, the R&B Wing Cafe. Tell them the 10th Amendment Media Group sent you by.
Looking for a place to celebrate? Looking for a place to have lunch and enjoy the arts? Sounds like you're looking for the DeForest Center located in Northwest Atlanta in the Howe Mill community. The DeForest Center can handle all of your needs, whether you're looking for a boardroom to have a business meeting, performance venue, wedding chapel, or just about any type of assembly. No event is too big or too small. Contact Michelle at 404-591-3809. That's 404-591-3809. Or you can visit them online at www.deforestcenter.com. Again, that's www.deforestcenter.com. Michelle and the professional staff at the DeForest Center are ready to assist you in your next event.
On Saturday, June 26, 2010, the Love Coalition, L-O-V-E, will be hosting its annual Finding Our Way Home Youth Art Gallery and Evening of the Arts. Come see and hear some of the best in spoken word, performance art, and visual art by youth in the LGBT community. This event will take place Saturday, June 26, 2010, starting at 6 p.m. at the Youth Art Connection Gallery located at 63 Auburn Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission donation for this event is $15 and the attire is all white. For more information, please contact the Love Coalition at area code 404-492-2632. Once again, that's area code 404-492-2632.
Greetings, this is Stefan Collins, the founder and president of the Love Coalition. Help us raise awareness and funding for the development of a safe homeless shelter for our LGBT youth.
Greetings, this is Betty Cloutier, the host of Alternative Perspectives. You are listening to the live coverage of Atlanta's International Day Against Homophobia on Same Gender Loving Expressions. Stay tuned, we will be right back.
Fresh sliced meats in front of your face, oven roasted beef, hot off the grill cheesesteaks. Come taste and believe at Jersey Mike's. Keeping the same tradition of fresh for over 50 years. Open for lunch as early as 10 a.m. and for dinner up to 9 p.m. And yes, we do catering for office parties, family reunions, game night, whatever. Taste and believe at Jersey Mike's. One bite and you will be convinced. Visit our locations in Kennesaw, Brookhaven, and Howell Mill Road.
Looking for graphic and web design? Need an affordable rate design for the size of your business? Then turn to OKIM Designs, the official design subsidiary of the May Corporation USA. For 14 years, our firm has been a tremendous blessing for many new startups, micro enterprises, and small businesses simply by giving them quality design solutions through professionalism with unbeatable prices. Whether you look for branding, marketing, advertising materials, printing, or just simply online content for your website, OKIM Designs has the tools, the expertise, and the capacity to guarantee a successful campaign for your business. For a free one-hour consultation, feel free to contact our office at 1-800-930-7291. That's 1-800-930-7291 extension 2. Or visit the website at www.okimdesigns.com. That's www.okimdesigns.com to review our 14-year design portfolios. We look forward to assisting you in bringing the visions of your I Am to life.
OKIM Designs is the official creative solutions firm for the Exceptional Radio Network.
Hey, South Fulton and Coweta County. Before you head too far north of Interstate 85 for your shopping, come by Union Station Mall first. Union Station Mall, formerly known as Shannon Mall, is located off of Interstate 85, south of the Atlanta Airport, and has two major department stores and several specialty shops. Not only that, but several places to eat within the food court. You probably didn't even know that the mall has free Wi-Fi. Yes, so you can meet with clients or study with colleagues with your laptops while enjoying your meals. No matter what you are looking for, you can find it all at the Union Station Mall. So if you are looking for tires, outfits, shoes, music, whatever, then roll out to Union Station Mall.
Thank you for tuning in to our special edition presentation of Meek Productions Presents Same Gender Loving Expressions, the official live recording of the International Day Against Homophobia in Atlanta. We now return you to our special presentation now in progress.
Hi, everyone. I was sitting here and I was admiring the church and I thought, what a great place to have an event like this. Because this is what they try to take away from us, is God. And I have to say to you that I have never made any apologies for being gay. And you would have no idea how much people resent the fact that I don't apologize. I believe that I am who I am, and I make no apologies for that. And it unnerves my colleagues. And when I look around here, I see Laura Brown in the back, and it's hard to believe, Laura, that it's been 10 years now. 10 years that I have served in the Georgia General Assembly as your openly gay state representative. And I'd like to tell you that it's gotten easier. Well, we're under Republican rule right now, so I'm not sure that makes it easier. Every election cycle brings more people who want to know who I am. They know in advance that you're gay, and so they, I know many of you have heard me say this, is that they don't ride an elevator with you. And some of them won't talk to you, and that's fine. I personally have always found humor in that, and I go to meetings and ride elevators with those who don't want to go to meetings with me and ride elevators with me on purpose, because I think it's funny. I like to touch them and blow on them and make things like, you know it's airborne, don't you? But we had a great victory last year. I'm sure many of you know that we elected Simone Bale. And Simone Bale sits right in front of me, and I have to tell you that when things get a little dicey, there's nothing better than to tap on her shoulder and say, "What do you think about this?" When the preacher comes in and talks about how we're all going to go to hell, especially the homosexuals. And she'll turn around and she'll say, "Carla, now don't get upset." And I'll say, "Simone, you need to be here a little bit longer, and then you too can get upset. Because we don't deserve to be treated like we're alien beings from a foreign planet, do we?" No, absolutely not. But in some respects, it has gotten a little easier. And I want to share, I shared with Pastor Paul a brief story that happened to me this year. And that was, I was sitting at my desk, minding my own business, as I normally do, unless I'm up to some mischief. And a representative who sat in front of me for many years came up to me and he said, "May I speak to you in private?" And I thought, oh, wow, here we go. I'm going to hear some lecture about I'm going to go to hell or, you know, whatever. I said, "Sure." So we walked over to the corner, and he said, "I want to offer an apology to you." And I said, "An apology? For what?" And he said, "Well, you know what? When I first came to the General Assembly, I heard about who you are. And... well, I heard about who you are, and I decided that I had no need for you." Now, I thought that took a lot of nerve, didn't you? He had no need for me. And I want to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, because you know what, Carla? I've watched you. I've been in meetings with you. and you're a good person. What else would you be? Right? But that's what they think. You're not a good person. You're not a nice person because, you know, you're a homosexual. And so I looked at him and I said, thank you for that apology. That means more to me than you will ever know. Because we do live in the South, and we do live with all the isms. They're prevalent in all of our workplaces and even in our homes. And so today, I'm glad to stand here with you. Betty called me, or Betty Facebooked me, and asked me if I would come down and present a resolution, and I'd like to read it to you if you don't mind. Recognizing and commending Atlanta's inaugural International Day Against Homophobia. Whereas the city of Atlanta will hold its first International Day Against Homophobia on May 17, 2010, at the Virginia Highland Church. And whereas the International Day Against Homophobia was first celebrated on June the 4th, 2003 in Quebec, Canada, and was organized by the Foundation Emergence. And whereas over the past decade, Idaho has spread throughout the world with celebrations annually held on May 17th. And whereas the 2010 Idaho campaign is focused on combating homophobia in the sports world, calling on athletes, the media, and the communities to recognize and denounce homophobic stereotypes and attitudes in both amateur and professional sports. And whereas with its Speaking About Silence campaign, Idaho addresses discrimination in athletics, including discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And whereas it is important that homophobic attitudes in athletics are addressed because the attitudes and views of athletes permeate into the community, with many people utilizing athletes as role models and emulating their behavior. And whereas the city of Atlanta joins other host cities throughout the world in commemorating the observance of ending homophobia and raising awareness about unjust discrimination. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Atlanta's inaugural International Day Against Homophobia is recognized on May the 17th, 2010, and the people of Atlanta are encouraged to practice acceptance and understanding of others throughout the year. So it is resolved. Betty. In closing, let me just say this to each of you personally. Being out and proud is not one day a year. It's every day. It's every day, every moment. No matter where you are, as hard as it is, God made you who you are. Be proud of it. Because I sure am proud of who I am as a person. I appreciate the fact that all of you are here. And please, don't forget to vote. We have a very important election this year, and we need a Democratic governor. Thank you.
Let's give our state representative another hand, you all. Yes. Yes.
We're going off program here for a second, okay, because I want to take this opportunity now to thank Representative Carl Drenner. Thank you so much for this. And I want to present this to the Virginia Highlands Church as being the first venue where this was held. So, Pastor Glosser, could you please come up?
Yeah. Yeah.
this is awesome. This is so awesome. State Representative, thank you so much for doing what you do. Thank you so much for doing what you do. And just know that it is working and it is appreciated. Thank you so much. Wow. Isn't this awesome, y'all? Wow, this is just so awesome. Coming up next, our official MC for the evening, my girl, Sister Imani Evans. No relation, though I wish it was. I wish it was. Sister Imani Evans is the founder and executive director of Women Healing Women. She's a social change agent she's been a social change agent for more than 20 years, working in Atlanta, New Jersey, and New York. She is a performance poet and has been one of Atlanta's poetic divas since 1996. She has received honors for her work in Atlanta's social justice community from ZAMI and Unity Fellowship Church Atlanta, where Elder Tony Jones is the pastor. My boy. She's another person that I love. I love to see her perform, and she is awesome, you all. And without further ado, we're going to present and welcome our mistress of ceremony for the evening, Miss Imani Evans. Let's give her a hand as she comes forward.
I love you, Betty. Greetings. Well, I'm very excited to be here. I did have a poem for you, a performance for you all, but I cannot perform tonight because my throat is not well. But I can talk. I have a lot to say. So there are a lot of wonderful people on the program tonight. And I just want to say thank you to the Alternative Perspectives team, which is over there. Hey. Yeah, there you go. And Betty for inviting me to be MC for tonight. Betty and I go back. We fussed. We've hugged. And we love each other very much. For many years, Betty has been such an advocate for the African-American gay community that for a long time I thought she was a light-skinned black girl. And then I got to know her and I was like, no, she's a feisty Puerto Rican from New York, okay, with a lot of soul. All right, but either way, she makes no separation for equality. So thank you. I think I have a little bit of a change from my agenda, and we're going to bring up Laura Douglas Brown, the editor of Georgia Voice. So please welcome yeah. Laura.
Thank you, and thank you, Betty, for inviting me to be here. And I'm a writer, not a speaker, so I'm going to keep this really short because there are a lot of people here that will be, you know, much more exciting. There's already been some hard acts to follow. Over the last 12 years that I've been a journalist covering the LGBT community in Atlanta and around the nation, I've had the privilege of covering some really big victories, including Carla Drenner's first election to the General Assembly. But I've also had to cover the effects of homophobia time and time again, from the hate crime bombing of the Other Side Lounge here in Atlanta to the hate crime murder of Billy Jack Gaither in Alabama, from gay parents who have been deprived of their children to gay teenagers who've been deprived of their families. But even in these really negative and difficult stories, it's always been followed by being able to cover communities that are pulling together and using their voices together to speak out in strength and support. So when we launched the Georgia Voice in March as the new LGBT media outlet for the state, we chose as our tagline Speaking Out, because we've seen time and time again that that really is how change happens. Whether you're speaking out by giving the shirt off your back like our marchers tonight, whether you're speaking out by lining the streets around Grady High School like hundreds of us did last week, or whether you're speaking out by simply being out in your church, in your office, in your school, in the PTA, in the voting booth, or as is sometimes the hardest, at your family reunion. All of those things contribute to making change. As Audre Lorde, the poet, reminds us, your silence will not protect you. So I just want to encourage all of you to please keep speaking up, please keep speaking out, and never doubt that slowly but surely you are changing the world. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to share with you that last year my partner confronted, battled, and survived breast cancer. And it, yeah. And when we sat down to think about what that battle was going to be like, we called on the strength of the battles, many battles we've had to face as a lesbian couple, as lesbian individuals, as our strength to be able to survive that, you know, and being out and being proud is a very intentional process. So, and although she's a 6-foot ex-basketball player, I'm always the one like, I'm gay, hello, I'm gay, hi, I'm gay, So, so this evening makes me very excited. You know, back in my early diva days, before I needed glasses to see this little paper right here, I could read this, but luckily I don't need to be able to see this paper to introduce this next powerhouse of a sister, Phoenix YZ, who I've had the privilege of sharing the stage with numerous times. You know, if you talk to Phoenix, she has this very demure sort of high smile and beauty that shines from her. And the first time I introduced her on a stage, she brought that demure, and then she got on the stage and said, "What you know about?" And I was like, wow, where did all that come from? She's a dynamic, wonderful sister. I'm honored and humbled to share the stage with her. That one, a fellow poet says, her poetry takes universal ideas and writes them in a way you've never quite heard before. And I would have to concur. Please, please welcome Phoenix YZ.
Wow, that was amazing. How do I live up to that? Let's see. Like she said, my name is Phoenix YZ. I am a performance poet. I've hosted open mic and done shows and traveled and toured and written lots of CDs and books and all sorts of things. But first and foremost, I'm an activist. And I do what I do because I believe in the message that was given to me to share with everyone else. So the first piece that I'm going to share with you today, it's actually a poem that I wrote, and I wanted to share it specifically because for me it's about freedom, and it's about a way a group of people, of marginalized people, made their voices heard, okay? And this poem is actually my rendition of an African folklore about where Negro spirituals came from, and it's called The Origin of Birth, The Redemption of His Children. And it actually starts off, I usually have this songstress diva with me, and she'll sing this low and mournful spiritual. Unfortunately, you guys are stuck with just me. So I'm gonna start it off. The spiritual that we use in the poem is called Motherless Child. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but yeah, got some nods? Okay, as long as I got a nod or two, I'm okay with it. And I'm actually not gonna use the mic for this one. I'm gonna stand in the center.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'll do more too. The origin of birth, the redemption of its children. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home. I began in the below where it smoked. more sticky and hot than crying eyes with kindly little lashes in the deep, deep south. Deeper than pots made for collards to be cooked in. Deeper than boats slaved by shifting. Swallowed like ancestor tongues burned with hot grapes, stinging and screaming, whips cracking the great crevice in the ocean's floor. Something must have planted me, abandoned me there. Just a pain-filled seed growing in the dark walls and flesh floors of the universe. Cradle rocking in its womb, feeling pretty sad because being that deep, that down can feel pretty bad. Quietly searching misery for the sound of myself, listening to hear what I should become, stillness whispers. Every good feeling starts with a heartbeat. Like a blue storm seeking repentance in the wind, I start with a pound of myself, playing soulful riffs and rounds that fill me and this earth with an umbilical sound in black. With every color trapped inside, dancing, I think, dancing inside the hums of my mind, I thought I must be music and squeeze from the earth like all from the peelings of good fruit. Rub my essence into the skins of the black people I found digging and cropping, my birthplace for salvation, these slaves turning fields into church lands, dripping tears like libations. Shoveling and plowing Shawshank tunnels to a place where they can belong. They needed nature nurturing them safely home. They needed me, this music in their song. If you stir something long enough, it'll spin on its own. Life comes and lives and goes. Life comes and lives and goes. They moaned me to death in a dirt that on the orchestra scene. Buried me with the breath of life and cremation ashes more fertile than the soil I sprang from. And I grew into a tree whose branches stretch into bridges that bring together. Soul sounds that ring together. Freedom hymns, telling stories of surviving like the mother I never had.
Thank you. Oh, man. Wow. Woo. I don't think I've ever gotten a standing ovation in church. This is nice. Wow. Thank you guys so much. Oh, you're so sweet.
You're listening to a special edition of Meek Productions Presents Same Gender Loving Expressions, the official live recording of the International Day Against Homophobia in Atlanta, Georgia. Please stay tuned. We have more in store.
Parents, looking to go out Friday and Saturday nights? Tired of the hassle of looking for a sitter for your children? Well, contact Building Foundations. At Building Foundations, we have Parents Night Out every Friday and Saturday. You work all week ensuring that your child is living well. How about having a night out like you used to? It doesn't matter if you plan on catching a show, making it a blockbuster night, or hanging out with your friends. Contact Rhonda at 404-668-4810. That is 404-668-4810.
South Fulton, Tri-Cities, Douglas County, South Cobb, and West Atlanta. Looking for a place to find out news and information about your community? Well, the Home Rule News is here just for you. Visit us online at www.homerulenews.com. That's www.homerulenews.com. Your news, your community. Now you know.
You're invited to experience the evolution of business with professionalism. The MAE Corporation USA is a professional business consulting firm that has been servicing Atlanta's small business community for over 14 years strong. With a special niche in supporting and jump-starting new startups and taking micro-enterprises to the next level, we have become the city's one-stop shop for small businesses. If you're in need of graphic and web design at an affordable rate, entrepreneurial support for your new business ideas, entertainment management for your musical artists or special event, or if you're just looking to enhance your business networking skills, then visit the May Corporation USA online at www.maecorpusa.com. Once again, that's www.maycorpusa.com, or you can call our toll-free number at 1-800-930-7291. Once again, that's 1-800-930-7291. The May Corporation USA, where we're giving you business in its fullness.
The May Corporation USA is the official business consultant for the Exceptional Radio Network.
Hi, this is Becky Jane Harrelson. I'm artist in residence at Virginia Highland Church, the historic location of Atlanta's first annual International Day Against Homophobia. You're listening to the live coverage of Same Gender Loving Expressions. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hello, it's Dominic Cuff here from the Dominic Cuff episodes. What are the Dominic Cuff episodes? What is the Dominic Cuff episodes? Why should we care? The Dominic Cuff episodes is the new home for yours truly, formerly the host of the University of Truth. Check us out every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. What do we talk about? Everything from constitutional law to state law to politics, national government. How does it affect you on a local level? We will have on special guests from time to time and provide a point of view that's not heard anywhere else about issues facing the day. So if you're tired of hearing about these tea parties, you're tired of hearing about this Facebook activism, you really want somebody else to call this stuff out for what it is, tune in to the Dominic Cuff episodes Wednesday nights here on the Exceptional Radio Network, 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Now broadcasting on your local station, Rev Productions presents Gospel Music from the Old School, the premier syndicated radio show dedicated to bringing back gospel hits you might have forgotten while preserving and honoring the great heritage of gospel music. You're in for a real spiritual treat. On Sunday mornings, get ready to get your praise on as we go back to the old landmark. For more information about our vision and syndicated show, please visit our website at gospel.maecorpusa.com. Once again, that's gospel.maecorpusa.com. Rev Productions presents Gospel Music from the Old School, right here on your local station.
Exceptional radio listeners, have you ever wondered why sports talk is becoming more like regular talk? You know what I'm talking about. More focused on personal crap than the game and stats. Well, you need to tune in to ERN Sports with me, Joe Sports, every Monday night. We have something for every sports head. Whatever's your theme, hockey, tennis, basketball, football, baseball, we're going to cover it all. So, huddle up and tune in to ERN Sports every Monday night.
Thank you for tuning in to our special edition presentation of Meek Productions Presents Same Gender Loving Expressions, the official live recording of the International Day Against Homophobia in Atlanta. We now return you to our special presentation now in progress.
The next poem I'm going to do in this half is actually a poem about a really, really amazing person that came up to me one day when I was at a MARTA station in downtown Decatur. And he told me his story because he said he could tell that I would hear it. And I was just so, you know, speechless about that. I was inspired. And he said he could just tell by looking at me and my shoes. He said, "I think you'll understand my struggle." And I just had to write something for him. And this poem is called A Pair. I don't speak French, so don't laugh at that. Somebody in their mind is going, "She didn't say that right." Okay. All right. Said he'd tell me his secret, 'cause there was honey on my boots. Leaned me in, whispered my ear, "Bees are perfect purity, and I own the hive." The HIV, but he'd lost his E. J.T., a Louisiana bayou queen, shivering in pain. shaking shimmy in the shingles of AIDS. Dangling hold on invisible things like hope and finding cure as clear as his iridescent light. Life knows no shade, no shame in coloring men. Red and yellow and pink and green. Money envied. I humbly offered the change, some spare queen, some spare change, but he rambles on purple and orange. The sun set on his career of dancing, of falling off rickety stepstones to caramel clouds, lined in sweet stuff, stuck in the fluff of feeling wrapped up in the huff and puff of ashes to ashes, wishing for rebirth. All this table dance needed was tap shoes. And his blues, swollen in the air of a horn player's jaws, blow JT. Blew the blow that bashed freedom from his own skull. Snorted behind enemy lines until his childhood backpack of bad touches seemed light enough to carry issues of tissue, stuffed to see what the bulge looks best. He metaphors himself as science's latest fascination. Recently dissected and waiting to reach method, he marched protesting military fatigue and rests his last shred of pride in a safety pin rainbow ribbon where no one can see. He takes my silence as fear and he storytells grief in drags of his last cigarette. While he bums on about drags on Bourbon Street, treating him like royalty before this ease made him less than perfect, but purely, purely sweet. I nod when he questions how much queen he is without crown and crisscross stilettos. I question justice and paying dues. While he lends his lessons to a stranger, he says, just because you can tell a lot by a person's shoes. Thank you.
Yeah. I told you she was a powerhouse of a poet. Yes, it just gets better and better. And you know, we have to remember the important role that art plays in the social justice movement. If you think about the songs that went along with the marches and the songs that make us feel whole and connected to one another, art is a very important part of social justice. So you make me proud to be a poet. Well, next we're going to bring up Anne Barr, who is the founder of Decatur Women's Sports League. Yes? Oh, yes.
It is really great to be here tonight. To be included in this is awesome. Thank you, Betty. Decatur Women's Sports League is something that came about because we wanted to have softball for women. Actually, it was St. Mark's women that wanted to play softball. So they asked me to coach, and they said, "Well, Ann, you don't get enough recreation time." I know Candy was there when all that was going on. Hi, Candy. And so we want to start playing softball. We went out to Lithonia, which was DeKalb County, and we had to go to 100 red lights, seemed like, to get there by 5:30 on Friday nights. And although we were the only gay team out there, everyone treated us, you know, very well, but we thought this is a long way to go, and we need to have something in town. We deserve something in town. So that's where it started. We got 200 women coming over the hill the first night. And I said, the lesbians are here. I thought it was great, you know. Because at first I thought, can we get six teams? And then it was 200 women. We had 10 teams. We had one field. Now we've got 20 teams. And we play back-to-back. And we also have seven sports with 1,000 women. All the money goes to the Atlanta Lesbian Health Initiative for women that don't have insurance to go to the doctor. So... as of two, 3 weeks ago, we our total of 3 years is $40,200 in cash. That's a lot of mammograms. We're very proud of the women and everybody that's involved. we've all come together to get exercise, meet friends, and try to find an alternative for people that don't have insurance. To talk about homophobia in sports, we don't have a whole lot of that out there because we are mostly all queer, but I've seen it in every aspect of my life, and it's something that's got to change, and I think it starts with us. It starts with me. Our attitude, the way we carry ourselves, I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm really not. I never have been. I don't know. I don't have that gene, but that's because God is all I need when it comes to my faith. It's my first priority, and I'm just not scared. I've always been different, so I don't know what it would be like to be a sheep in the herd, but that doesn't appeal to me much. I think it's very important for us to build bridges between the gay and straight communities. That's why with the Sports League, all women are welcome, and we have a few. One I can remember has on the back of her shirt, token, because she's the token straight person. So God bless the ones that come out and know how we feel. It's wonderful to have that growth. When I see the word homophobia, it's real simple to me. It's a fear of homos. So we need to change that. Now, when I'm afraid of something, it's basically because I don't understand it, or it doesn't relate to me, or I just haven't heard about what it's about, or, you know. So that's, I feel like it's our job to get out there and reach out to people who don't understand and show them that we're good people, that we're just like them. We care about our community. We care about each other. We care about all being equal and all being the same, treated the same. I remember telling my kids that in my lifetime, I remember black citizens having to drink out of separate water fountains, having to sit on the back of the bus, and they just looked at me very confused. And that's an awesome thing that they couldn't understand. They would never understand that, and that's where we got to be with us. And that's why whoever we're afraid of, we've got to face it. Don't be afraid, because if you're afraid, then you're running from the problem. If you're hiding in the closet, you have nowhere to speak from in the closet. You cannot complain unless you make an effort of some kind of positive movement forward. When it comes to sports like college and all that, to me it just seems like it's about image. I think we're afraid of image, and we're afraid of money. We're not going to have the right image, so we don't get the money that we need to survive. I don't believe that. I think that it needs to be about character and about truth. Now, being courageous comes with honesty, and that's just what it's about. And unless you reach out and be there, you don't know what that feels like, but I feel completely free. Now, I've never had to come out. I was one of the lucky ones. You know, there was no surprise. But also, I have had many, many experiences with people that I, you know, wish I hadn't had to encounter. But I find myself looking with no peripheral vision, because whatever I don't see doesn't hurt my feelings. But sometimes it gets you. It gets you good. I remember being in the grocery store one time, and I'm going to watch myself because I'm in church. But the reason I'm telling you this is because we have to watch the way we talk to people and how, you know. But God doesn't want us to be doormats either. So you don't have to take nonsense off of people. You have to stand up and just say, I'm not going to take that. Well, I was at the grocery store, and of course, I hightail it to the ice cream aisle first. That's my favorite place to be. And when I get over there, the reason I'm there is because I have to get some feminine protection. Don't you love it? And so I get all the essentials for this time of the month. I get ice cream, and then I go over there to that aisle where I don't know why they try to make it difficult to find when you're not in the mood to look for anything. But I get over to the ice cream. I see this couple way down on the end of the aisle. And there was no one else near us, but I hear this lady go, "That's a girl." And I looked and I said, you know, that goes over my off my back about 1,000 times a year. That really doesn't bother me, but did it have to be that loud? Did she really say it that loud? And I'm in no mood for this, so I looked, and I just looked again, and then I went where I needed to go. Well, sure enough, I get to the counter to get out of there, and who's right next to me in the aisle beside me but this nice lady. So her husband, he was just minding his own business, but I took that bag of those pads, and I said, "Hey!" And she looked around, her husband looked around, and I said, "Hey!" And I started pointing at him. I said, "You're right!" And oh my God! That man did not know what to do, and he took a left and left the store, left her standing there, didn't pay for it. She stood there and looked at me, didn't say a word, and this lady behind me said, "Oh, is she with you?" And I said, "No, ma'am, she's not with me. This is just what happened at the ice cream aisle." She said, "I'm a teacher, and I'm so glad you stood up for yourself, because sometimes people just need to know how it feels like when they don't realize what they're doing." So, of course, you know, I don't want that kind of confrontation, but I didn't swear at her. You know, maybe she'll stop before she looks at the next one and says something. But, you know, God doesn't want us to be doormats. Stand up for yourself. I just pray that we can all build a bridge between the straight and gay communities. I coached for Hotlanta for 8 years, and they asked me to coach the co-ed. So I said, okay. And so then we won first place 2 years in a row. And I remember being at the big, nice complex, which I wish we still had. That's another story. But the men were over here and the women were over here, and we would pass each other in the parking lot and not even speak. And I'm thinking, wow, this community really needs some bridges in our own right. So when they asked me to coach co-ed, I said, fine. We won first place 2 years in a row, and then the guys were like, "Hey, that bitch wins. Excuse me, Lauren, I'm so sorry. Can we can we please get her?" Can we get her to coach us? And so I was like, wow, I'm really going to miss the women, but yeah, I'm going to coach the men. And it was a ton of fun, because this is an example of inequality in sports, because a lot of these men were so buffed and so tanned, and they cared more about the way they looked at home plate in their uniforms than you know, how to play. But then the reason for this is because a lot of those guys never got invited to play in high school. They didn't have the experience. So once you showed them how to hold the bat, and I said, "Honey, once you connect, it's all over." And that's what happened. And some of them would run to first base and jump up and down like a little kid when they make it. And that's why it's important that we think about how others feel and put ourselves in their shoes. And I think that my job is to try to build bridges in the community. And then we go from the community to the straight people. And we just hope and pray that we set an example and show people, shame on you for not treating us where we need to be treated. Now, I'm going to count to three, and if you'll bear with me, I'm going to say my name after three, and I want y'all to all say your name too. If you'll please do this for me. 1, 2, 3. And I'm worth it. I'm worth it. And it's about time. We are not sitting on the back of the bus. We are all one people, and I thank God for all my blessings, and thank you for bearing with me tonight. When it comes to sports and college and all that, I still think when it comes to image and money, it's a big, big thing to be afraid of. And here's my notes. I never go to them. I'm sorry. But you just got to know that when you have character and you are true to yourself, that is worth more than any money, the freedom and all that. It's either pay me now or pay me later. You come out of the closet now, and you'll find your way where who you're supposed to be. God made me exactly how I am, and he's got a hell of a sense of humor. But we're all gonna be what we need to be. We just have to be free, and we have to be honest, and we have to stand up for ourselves. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. And on behalf of all the Femmes in Atlanta, I just want to say amen and hallelujah to lesbians in sports. I'm trying to be good, Elder. I'm going to try. Anywho, we're going to bring up next Becca Ward, Georgia Tech. An educator, Becca Ward remains passionately involved in the anti-war movement, women's rights, and LGBT liberation. Last October, she helped organize a Georgia contingency for the National Equality March, and she continues her commitment to keep up the pressure until full equality is achieved. Please welcome Becca.
Is it on? So, thank you, Betty, for bringing together such an amazing crowd. And it's really inspiring because I just love the title. It's the first annual International Day Against Homophobia here in Atlanta. So when we're talking about homophobia, we're talking in part about homophobia in sports, and we're also talking about homophobia in the workplace. And I'm not nearly as distinguished as many of these speakers. I'm just like a regular old activist. And I have been privileged to share the stage with these fine speakers, but I want to bring up something from kind of the grassroots activist perspective, which is the fight right now to get the Employment Non-Discrimination Act passed through both the House and Senate. One of the signs that we carried today in the march that happened earlier was that 39% of LGBT people experience harassment and discrimination in their workplace. And so we could take a show of hands in here and see how clear it is that the workplace is one of the many places where homophobia must be directly countered. And I think that one of the things we have to remember is that when the federal government does not give us legal equality, that is a green light for homophobia at the level of the workplace, all across America. When the federal government refuses to have formal legal equality for us, it's saying, in effect, it's okay. And I think we and our federal government need to fix that. So, what is it that we can do to start the process of really getting ENDA passed through both the House and the Senate? Well, the first thing that I think we need to be clear about is what it does and what it doesn't do. So, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act extends federal employment discrimination protections currently provided based on race, religion, sex, national origin, age, and disability to sexual orientation and gender identity. And that last part is kind of important because there's some history around that struggle. It also prohibits public and private employers, employment agencies, and labor unions from using an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity as the basis for employment decisions such as hiring, firing, promotion, and compensation. So that's really, really important. Now, ENDA is not perfect. It has some exceptions, one of which is the U.S. military, which we could discuss a little bit more later. It also doesn't cover businesses with fewer than 15 people. And it doesn't allow the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to collect statistics on sexual orientation or gender identity to compel employers to actually follow ENDA. So it has some problems, but let me tell you, it would be a huge first step. And what's really important about this kind of legislation is that the forces that are required to actually push from the grassroots to win this are the forces that are also going to be required after we eventually win, because I am confident that we will win eventually the passage of ENDA. And I'll get a little bit more to that later in terms of a parallel to the civil rights movement in the 60s. But let's talk about the timeline for ENDA. So it was first introduced in 1994, and it had been introduced in almost every session since then. It actually passed in the House in 2007 and never came up for a vote in the Senate. And one of the most depressing things about its passage in the House in 2007 was that there was some fear that inclusion of gender identity in the 2007 ENDA would scare people away. And so instead of taking on the challenge of discrimination of any part of our LGBT community, they threw transgender people under the bus and they said, okay, let's just pass the sexual orientation component. That did pass in the House, but again, it wasn't even called up for a vote in the Senate. We now have another opportunity. We now have a chance to really push this legislation forward because it has been introduced with inclusion of gender identity in both the House and the Senate has also had a hearing on it. And so this is an essential moment, especially given the kind of hope and expectation that much of the LGBT community put into the campaign for Obama and the kind of prospects of real change. You know, I was speaking with someone earlier about be the change. And if we said that in 2008, let's also say that in 2010. So it looks like it's probably going to pass the House, but there's big concern for passing it in the Senate. There are currently 45 senators who are sponsors or co-sponsors, and that's confirmed, and then another totaling at 51 senators who they think will probably vote for the bill. And this includes two Republicans and two independents. So if you need 60 to get this passed through the Senate, if you need 60, then you would need another 9. There are 16 Democrats that have not come out clearly for this bill. Those are 16 people that we need to have on speed dial. 16 people we need to have on speed dial. They need our encouragement because what they're hearing right now in the mainstream media is the right wing, is the bigotry. That's what they're hearing. That's the voice that's dominating the discussion of the quote-unquote bathroom bill. That's what you've heard, right? The CBS interview about transgender teachers and all of the nasty hype that you've seen in the media. And our voice needs to be even louder. The voice for social justice and equality needs to be even louder than that voice of hate. So on the International Day Against Homophobia, we need to stand up and say full legal equality is actually something we deserve and can fight for. Now, a couple of people I saw earlier were passing out contact info for some of the senators that are involved, so people should try to pick some of that up. And seriously, call every day. You know, I'm planning to take my lunch break and just remind them, you know, you will be reelected if you stand for justice, and maybe not if you don't. I think that the movement, the grassroots movement, is an important component of this because people, ordinary people, are the ones who really make the groundswell of change that is reflected in the election of important LGBT candidates and important legislation that's put forward by these candidates, like the resolution about Idaho. We never would have gotten that if there wasn't, say, way back when, a Stonewall, right? So that's our roots, and those are the strategies that we know can actually push things forward. So I want to talk a little bit about how to build that movement, because it's very easy to just do the soundbite. Oh, we need a grassroots movement. Yes, we need a grassroots movement. And you can say the words over and over again, but it doesn't mean much until you actually talk brass tacks. So I want to point out some of the actions that have been going on recently. Equality Across America, a national group, is trying to get places all across the country to do actions for Idaho and also for Harvey Milk Day. And then you have the Get Equal Civil Disobedience that's going on in Nancy Pelosi's office, which was not super well received, but many people cheered them on. So I think you can look at alternative strategies for how to apply some friendly pressure from below. Now, this kind of movement has to have three basic qualities, in my opinion, and I think this should be the beginning of a larger discussion about how to build it here in Atlanta, because we want more strength and more vibrancy so that we can see more of a reflection of our justice in the system around us. So I think we have to have a movement that puts solidarity forward. Solidarity with all the oppressed and leaving no one behind. So certainly not our transgender allies. And we should also remember that LGBT issues don't come in a cute little tiny box, as though LGBT people sit around being LGBT all day. That we're in fact women who experience sexism, people of color who experience racism, and that it's a more diverse movement than it's typically portrayed. And so solidarity is absolutely key to building a strong and vibrant movement, that diversity and that solidarity. I think we also need a democratic movement. And when I say that, I'm referring in part to the Prop 8 campaign in California. The No on 8 coalition that was formed in California was criticized for a lack of transparency and a lack of kind of community outreach and discussion. And that some people say that that's what led to Prop 8 being law. So I think that we need to have a democratic movement, one that people can actually communicate and make decisions together within. And finally, I want to end on the idea that our movement needs to be loud. You know, we need to be loud. We need to hold people accountable. We need to be honest and upfront, be real about what it is that we want, be out and proud. I think that even if, no, let's say it differently, absolutely when ENDA gets passed, even if it's not this session, when ENDA gets passed, we have to remember Brown versus Board of Education, where there was formal legal equality, but it took ordinary people going out there and forcing the issue for it to actually become real law, not just legal in courts, but legal in life. And I think that there will be a similar thing for ENDA, that the forces that we build up now for ENDA will pay off in the future for actually implementing it in our workplaces. Because, again, if we did a show of hands, I'm sure many, many of us would raise our hands saying, yes, I've been discriminated against in my workplace. I cannot bring my date to the corporate party, certainly not. So that kind of grassroots movement building is essential for both winning the formal equality and making it a reality in our daily lives. So I'd just like to end on, since these are my activist roots, I'd like to end on a small chant. What do we want? Full equality. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? When do we want it?
Now.
Thank you.
We thank you for listening to part one of the International Day Against Homophobia first official Atlanta event, recorded live at the historic Virginia Highland Church in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia. Sponsored and brought to you worldwide by Meek Productions' syndicated radio show, Same Gender Loving Expressions, aired every Monday night on the new Exceptional Radio Network. For more information about our vision and company, please visit us online at www.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's www.meekproductions.com. For more information about Alternative Perspectives, please visit their blog site at alternativeperspectives.blogspot.com. Once again, that's alternativeperspectives.blogspot.com. The official organizers of Idaho Atlanta would like to thank the following sponsors and supporters for this event. The Alternative Perspectives production crew, Becky Jane Harrison, Bridie Mae Johnson, Donna Narducci, and Malaysia Ward. The Virginia Highland Church for the use of their facility. Dolphin Productions, where transgender activist Monica Helms is founder, Laura Gentle and the Shut Off My Back campaign marchers for a wonderful march before the actual event, South Georgia Pride, the Lovers and Friends Show, the Transgender American Veterans Association, Mix Atlanta Restaurant, Radio Atlanta Restaurant, Miss Ebony Bradford, HRC Atlanta Representative and ITLA Board Member, Joey Potter for his wonderful graphic design, Jude Get Equal Stevens from Madison, Wisconsin, Patrick Allman and Matthew Presley from the Virginia Highland Church, Denise Ney of High Energy Therapeutic Massage, Paula Clancy, State Representative Carla Drenner for making our state resolution possible, and Atlanta City Councilman Alex Wan for making the Idaho City of Atlanta Proclamation a reality. We also give special thanks to our news media, the Georgia Voice, as well as Project Q Atlanta. For more information about the Georgia Voice, please visit their news website at www.thegavoice.com. Once again, that's www.thegavoice.com. For Project Q Atlanta, please visit their media website at www.projectqatlanta.com. Once again, that's www.projectqatlanta.com. We thank you once again for tuning in to another special edition of Same Gender Loving Expressions. We hope you will tune in for part two of our official coverage of the International Day Against Homophobia in Atlanta. Until next time, we'll see you soon. Touching my body in all the right places, leaving so hard, my mouth is all pieces. So I'm going back to the basics, relax on the couch, let's spread, let me make it. My mouth is all pieces, so I'm going back to the basics, relax on the couch, let's spread, let me make it. The new Exceptional Radio Network is making history every Monday night by bringing to you its first LGBT syndicated radio talk show. Meek Productions presents Same Gender Loving Expressions. Tune in every Monday night from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight to find out the latest community and entertainment news that is related to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. Hosted, sponsored, and produced by the world's first LGBT-exclusive talent agency, casting, and production company. Don't forget, tune in from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. Meek Productions presents Same Gender Loving Expressions right here on the new Exceptional Radio Network.
South Fulton, Tri-Cities, Douglas County, South Cobb, and West Atlanta. Looking for a place to find out news and information about your community? Well, the Home Rule News is here just for you. Visit us online at www.homerulenews.com. That's www.homerulenews.com. Your news, your community. Now you know.
On Saturday, June 26, 2010, the Love Coalition, L-O-V-E, will be hosting its annual Finding Our Way Home Youth Art Gallery and Evening of the Arts. This special fundraiser is supported to eradicate the homelessness and displacement of LGBT youth. Come see and hear some of the best in spoken word, performance art, and visual art by youth in the LGBT community. This event will take place Saturday, June 26, 2010, starting at 6 p.m. at the Youth Art Connection Gallery, located at 63 Auburn Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission donation for this event is $15, and the attire is all white. For more information, please contact the Love Coalition at area code 404-492-2632. Once again, that's area code 404-492-2632.